Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, tax season is here. Oh my God, we have to prepare. Now, the role of a CPA is very, very important, but even more important during tax season. Joining us tonight is CPA Marie Torreson. She's amazing. She's known for being an amazing business leader, a mentor, and motivator. Welcome, Marie. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. How are you?
Very good, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here tonight. I know that you're very, very busy. But tonight, I want all of viewers to know that one of the reasons why you're so unique, Marie, is because you directly help businesses to increase the bottom line. Yes. So tonight, I want to have a front and center conversation with you about business growth planning. How's that?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, but before we start, by now all our viewers know is that I like for them to get to know who my guests are, and then we can talk about the business side.
So on
that note, tell us about where you were born and, you know, some information about your upbringing.
Absolutely. So I was born in Beirut, Lebanon. My Armenian ancestors survived the Armenian genocide in the 20th century, and they settled there. Growing up in Lebanon was pretty difficult, but it did have its teachings. You know, Lebanon has been a war-torn country for many, many years. And during my upbringing, you know, it was mostly during war. I remember, you know, spending a lot of time in shelters, you know, running, you know, from our third floor, you know, with my sister and my little sister.
How was that, like, you know, mentally to know that, you know, you hear the sirens and you have to run? How did that affect you? Did it affect you in any way now that you're older?
Yes. And I think the older I get, it's a different feeling. I go back there quite often now. You know, for a while, you know, when you're younger, you know, you have so much going on and you don't really think about those things. But as you get older, you realize how much it really affects you. And it can affect you in a very negative way, or it can affect you in a positive way. So for me, I feel like it has made me a very resilient person. There's really not much that really scares me at this point, because I feel like at an early age, I've seen the worst.
Thank God. So you're a strong woman, power woman.
Exactly. So I feel that, you know, with that resilience, you know, I also am always looking for great opportunities. And one of the biggest opportunities came my way in March of 2001, and I had the opportunity to leave Lebanon. I went to Montreal, Canada. I lived there for about 3 years, looking for a good opportunity there. And then I was very blessed to meet my husband, and I moved down to Miami in 2004, and I've been here ever since.
Excellent. I love it. So values, you know, growing up in Lebanon, the culture and everything, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to have different types of cultures, because that's our strength. Our diversity is our strength.
Absolutely.
Thank God for that. Can you share with our viewers any, you know, valuable moments or teachable moments that your parents perhaps instilled upon you?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like love of family has been always front and center. You know, my father's side actually is quite large. You know, if we were to get together, it's like 50 something people with the kids.
Oh, I love it. That's beautiful.
Yes, it was awesome. And, you know, we would get together at least once a month, and it was super important, very essential to our survival, you know, and it really made an impact. You had your own family, your own cousins to hang out and talk to. And it's very different than our life here. Specifically though, my dad has really encouraged me to seek higher education. He didn't have the chance. He was an avid reader. He was always reading something. He was on the news. He was reading National Geographic. And he loved to have his business, and eventually he did have his business. And then my mom, she's a very tough lady as well. And she has inspired me to be courageous, welcoming, and super duper determined.
Are your parents still alive?
Yes, yes. They actually moved to Miami in 2000, my goodness, 2006?
Okay, so you have them here.
Yeah.
What a blessing. So you're a CPA. When in your career, when did you decide that this is what I want to study? I want to be a CPA. I want to become a CPA. Tell us.
Okay, so let me start from the beginning. All right, so I started college back in Lebanon in 2001, and I decided to go into hospitality major. And the choice was not like, I love hospitality. Not that I don't love it, but it wasn't an immediate thing. So I in Lebanon, tourism is close to 10% of its GDP.
Sure.
And historical sites, cultural sites, from different times in history, and which I'm proud of as well. I love talking to people. I knew three languages, four languages, and I thought, hey, this is a great way to have a continuous job.
Because it was an on-demand job.
Yes,
an on-demand career. Yeah.
So I started college. My first semester, they required me to take, basic accounting. And I was like, I was so impressed. That class was so amazing. I thought it was the best class I've ever had. And the teacher, my professor was so good. She really impressed me, obviously. And from that day, I was like, oh no, I'm switching to accounting.
So you just basically are in love with numbers. You're a number person.
I didn't know I was that much in love with numbers. I thought I was going to be, a singer or an artist.
But you have this passion. And I know that because you happen to be my CPA for On Point Rachel Turgerman. So I know the passion. And in a few seconds, our viewers will see your passion and really admire your knowledge. Talking about your knowledge, take our viewers through a tour of your career.
Yes, definitely. I started my career with Bergprinz Polican Brand after I graduated from FIU.
Which is an outstanding company, by the way.
Yes,
it's a very
well-known local company. And that's kind of where I wanted to stay. I remember as a student, meeting with different firms. Bergprinz Polican Brand, they say that stood out to me so much. Their culture was super supportive and they were local, and I knew I was going to be able to learn so many different industries in a very short time. And that's exactly what I wanted. And then 3 years later, I went into corporate accounting, and I was working for the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce up until 2018. I worked my way from being an accounting manager to the chief administration officer.
Excellent. Wow. That's really going up the ladder of success, I would say.
Like I told you, I'm an opportunist. So anytime there was an opportunity, I would take on more work. I would show them what I could do. And, I earned my way up. So as a chief admin officer, I was literally overseeing accounting and finance, the treasury, the administrative tasks of HR and payroll, IT infrastructure. I mean, I spend so much time with IT people. That's why I'm a little, a tech geek as well. So I'm really very involved in technology.
That's good. And you talked about the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce, and everybody knows the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. Yes. And you basically, helped them with their business strategy.
Yes.
And all the corporate structuring and the reorganization and their payroll.
Absolutely.
So you did the whole gamut there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
To me, that's remarkable.
Yes, I work with the CEO directly, and in many cases with many of our volunteer leaders on the board. So I've also learned from many of them as well.
Marie, everybody knows that building a business is a monumental job. It's a Herculean job. Share with our viewers, Marie, what would you say makes you different than most CPAs? Talk to us.
Sure. I believe that my combined experience of being a CPA auditor and then working in the corporate culture of being a chief administration officer, my very early knowledge through working with my dad, you know, I've gotten a keen observation on how a business operates. So like a little story about why I say this. When I was about 11 years old, my dad started his first business. During the war, most people were home. There was no electricity. There was really nothing to do. Sometimes they were in the shelter. So he decided, you know, knitting supplies would be, you know, keeping people busy. You know, they'll be knitting stuff. And he started his business. And then right after
Let me stop you there, because I want to stop you there, because you said that he, you know, during the war and everything, you started this knitting supply store. That's interesting, because if you analyze that from a business perspective, and I'm talking to all our viewers, you know, he saw a gap, right? He saw a gap and a need.
Yes.
And during that time, he felt that the best business to open was a knitting store because of all the extra time that people had. Go ahead. I just wanted, you know, for people to realize that, you know, we're talking business here. There's a gap, there's a need, and there comes a business. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And that business went very well throughout the war, truly. And once we came out of war, everything changed. You know, the import export, you know, started picking up. There were more clothing coming in. Everything was ready. Everything was accessible, affordable. And people started, you know, not doing knitting anymore. Nobody needed to do that. So that was it. I saw him shift so quickly. He started looking around. What is not available within our area? And he opened up a small, we called it a mini market, like a small deli shop.
Nice.
And even though there were other bigger markets around, we stayed very unique because he always had products in the deli that nobody else would have. He would always try out new things that the vendor would provide, you know, bring out. And he would always, you know, have something that nobody else had. We also started doing deli sandwiches. So I really saw how quickly he turned things around and started a brand new business, you know, within months, because he saw that there was an end to one and there's something else coming.
I know, and that's good. And that's what you learned hands-on, your business acumen, Marie.
Absolutely.
Because you saw that there was no need for that business anymore because the gap was not there. The demand was not there. The need was not there.
Yes.
And so you went somewhere else where there was a need and you made it big as well. So that's amazing. I want you to say your phone number now, because as you know, we're also in 12 podcasts. When iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podcast Addicts, Google, Amazon. So for all our podcast viewers, a big shout out to all of them. Marie Torreson, we're speaking to her. She's a CPA. What's your phone number?
786-693-2208.
And I also want all our viewers that are watching us on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn as well. I want to make sure that when you finish hearing this interview, if you have a business that you're starting up, or if you have a mid-sized business, or even a big business, Marie Torreson, she's excellent. She's a CPA, and she knows how to help you exponentially to increase your bottom line. Now, let's talk about your services. What would you tell our viewers right now? What would you like to share with them? Why do you feel that your services are a lifeline to all businesses, Marie? Tell us.
Yeah. So I know that the general mindset with majority of people is that when they say CPAs, they're like, oh, they're number crunchers, they're tax filers. But we are really more than that. You know, as a CPA, there's so many different areas that we work in. Some of us become auditors. Some of us become forensic accountants. So and to put it in perspective, you know, a certified public accountant is really, from my point of view, is a surgeon for business. Why? I say that because we go through.
I like the way you frame that. I like that, business surgeon. I like that. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, many of us, you know, when you're a CPA, you are going through an extensive amount of education plus training plus certification. Just like the bar exam for lawyers or the medical licensing exam for doctors, we are getting licensed. We're going through the same extensive training to become doctors for business. That's how I see it.
Well, that's the truth. Yes.
Yeah. With that said, I mean, as public servants, we are also bound by the highest ethical standards. So when you're working with a CPA, you are working with the top-notch accountant that you can find. right? And what makes me different is I'm able to combine that CPA auditor background with the corporate accountant that knows a lot of the business operations with my personal experience as early as 11 years old, working for my dad, you know, in his yeah. businesses. I'm able to go in and really find operational problems, business issues, pricing problems. So I set up my services with the entrepreneur and the small or mid-sized business owner in mind, because I know that many times they're running around, you know, doing too many things, but they're not looking at the numbers. They're not focusing on the numbers and what the numbers are telling them. So, and with my services, I can help them from the time they start, which is their startup phase. I can help them with their corporate structuring. And then, you know, I can, with the next stage, yeah, let's say they're going out to get funding, then I can help them with their business plan and projections. The next step is now they're actually running a business. So now we have accounting software implementation, corporate accounting,
financial. What you're talking about now then is the business planning strategy. So you also are able to go into a business, whether it's new, whether it's in the middle, or whether it's older, and then I'm making the money or the profit or whatever. You're able to go into that company and you're able to analyze their financial status, look at all their numbers. What happens if you go into a company and their numbers are in a disarray? I mean, they haven't kept good books. Then what do you do?
I've seen those. And it is quite a chaos. It's very sad when you see that. And I say that because I feel bad for a business owner that cannot really figure out what the numbers are telling them, because it's very important to have very clean books. And without that, your taxes are not correct. You could be paying more taxes than you need to, or you may not be paying enough, and then the IRS is going to knock on the door. So it's really important to keep things clean. So if I go into a business and their finances and their accounting is in disarray, the first step is to stop, fix the numbers. Right. We can't start doing anything without fixing the numbers first.
So you do that, and what you do also do what, budgeting and forecasting and projections? Talk to us about that.
Yes, we can also help them with budgeting and forecasting. Budgeting is an easy, it's an easy tool to compare actuals to, you know, what you're budgeting. Think of it, your household. Your household can have a simple budget, right? And if you want to make sure you're staying within budget, you know, you want to have something there from the year before. Say, okay, my last year was good. I'm going to keep it somewhat to the same. Now, forecast is like, it kind of fits in with the strategy of where you want to go. And it can be a lot more detailed. It might have different versions. You might have different scenarios of forecasts. So it depends where the business is at that point.
Well, as I hear you speak, I mean, I'm just looking at all the T's and all the I's, corporate structuring. You know, you might have this great idea for an amazing business, but you might not know how to do the corporate structuring. You might say, well, what do I need? You know, what employee do I need to do this or to do that? So what I like to hear about you and to all of you is to understand is that, my friends, if you're out there watching right now, On Point with Rachel Turgeman, Marie Torreson, I have to pronounce your name right, for starters. How do you say Torreson?
Torreson.
Okay, you say it better than I do. Torreson. There, I said it right. You know, as a CPA, I don't want people to just, you know, think of a CPA, especially you, because that's what you're doing. Not only do you do their taxes, and we're right in tax season right now, but you're also able to help them make more money, increase the bottom line, no matter where they are when it comes to profit levels. So we're talking about corporate structure, projections, financial analysis, financial data. What about pricing? Do you help companies with their pricing?
Absolutely. One of the key things that help us figure out the right pricing is to figure out their costs. Because many times, for example, they might say, okay, you know, I'm going to sell it for $100. But you have to figure out what is really the net profit on that, the direct cost related to that one income. So if I sell one thing for $100, what did it cost me to get that? If it cost me $90, I'm only making 10. How many can you sell for that $10 to make an impact, you know, to cover all the operational costs? So there's so much data to look at, and we do help them with the pricing strategy, of course.
And so, you know, about financial analysis and financial audits, I mean, you are it. So, you know, to all our viewers, I want to let them know that, well, they have to be busy trying to find the clients. Well, you have to be busy trying to find the clients and the customers you know, Marie Torosin, our CPA, can help you structure your entire business. Let's take a little break. When I get back, I want to talk about ROI. I want to give special thanks to all our advertisers, because without them, this show would not be, you know, happening. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton with the Jose Milton Foundation, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-president Charmaine Gatlin and Fabia Yeiso and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation. Jackson Health System making miracles every day. Ambetter from Sunshine Health. Healthcare is essential. Ambetter from Sunshine Health is a local health plan you can trust. Sonoma's Bank, a big shout out to Armando Trabanco, regional retail manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Sonova's is a financial services company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Sonova's Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including our South Florida footprint. Sonova's is here for you to safely meet your banking, lending, and investing needs. Hashtag the Bank of Here. For more information about Sonova's products, services, and locations, please visit www.sonovas.com. Catholic Hospice, a big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. United Home Care, big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Ceballos, and the rest of their stellar team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there's no place like home. And of course, Marie Torosin, CPA, business owner. She will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call or make an appointment. We have her right here in our studios of On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Jewish University System, a big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. Global Over Day Seminary and University, known as Godzu, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact Godzu. Meet Elisa Billiard, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. Metro Mommy Agency, for all of your pregnancy support, before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, and the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic, thank you, Elaine Maselli Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, special thank you to all my VIP advertisers, because without you, On Point Rachel Turgeman cannot go on. Okay, back to Marie. Marie, we're talking about the business planning strategy. What about the ROI, the return on investment? What do you hold on in there to, you know, to cover these different bases? What do you do with the ROI, and how do you figure that out?
Sure. So with the ROI, return on investment, it could be on any key item. So let's take into consideration, for example, a business owner wants to know, you know, the return on investment on an employee engagement, right? So that has some kind of a data behind it. Most people won't realize, but it does. So in a return on investment, to calculate that, we would take, for example, the cost of the employee turnover. You know, that
which is a very big problem in many corporations.
The more the turnover, the higher the turnover, the more cost it is for the business to constantly hire new people, train them, and, you know, get them ready to roll on their own. So exactly, it's very costly.
It takes time.
And then another one would be cost of employee absenteeism. How many times certain employees, for example, are constantly being absent? There's triggers there. You have to watch those numbers. Number of employees that are leaving in a year, for example, or maybe year over year. An average cost to replace an employee, which we kind of mentioned earlier, and right. revenue by employee. So we take all these different calculations and give that data to the business owner to kind of work with. You know, they have to work with their HR department and see what are the key things they can change, maybe in the culture or specifically for those employees. There could be a trigger that's affecting them. And then once those key things are changed, and then now they can see increase of revenue per employee, now that becomes a return on investment. So by investing a little bit more time, maybe a little bit more training to that employee can actually turn things around for the business owner. So,
yeah. Excellent. So another question. So do you come across like maybe create some key performance indicators and, you know, and just put them on the table for the CEO of the company?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So part of our seven steps that we cover, we do that. Do we have time to cover the seven steps?
Yes, I want you to definitely go over the seven steps.
Awesome.
But before you do, I have a question from one of the viewers.
Sure.
They're asking me, what's the difference between a corporation and an LLC? One of the viewers want you to answer that. Is that possible?
So, yeah, of course. An LLC is a corporation. It's a type of a corporation. So there is an LLC, which from a tax point of view, it's a pass-through entity. And there's an S corporation. It has a little bit difference in the way you track shares by owners, and that's also passed through. The C corporation is the more complicated one. So, but all three of them are corporations.
Okay. Yeah. So for somebody that's just opening up a very simple business, I don't understand yet the LLC. The different than the S corp is the S corp is more complicated.
It's the next, yes, it's a little bit different. So there are certain details that need to be covered. So for example, one would allow non-US people to be able to become shareholders, the other one doesn't. So there's a whole list, but basically all three of them are corporations. The LLC is a limited liability company. So for example, my business is a PLLC, a professional LLC. It covers me from any personal liability. So if God forbid something happens, you know, they can come and get my house and leave my children on the street. So
I doubt if that would happen because you know your stuff. So that would definitely not happen.
But I know my stuff. But I'm just giving an example.
Right.
So that's what it does. So when you make a corporation, I mean, for example, if you're one person, you don't need a C corp, right? Because a C corp, you're gonna end up taxed twice. Why would you want to do that? So then you go from being an LLC to an S corp. Now these are the two options you have, right? So from there, then you want to think about who are my other shareholders? Are they gonna be other businesses? Are they gonna be other maybe trusts or international, maybe family members, right? So then you have to tweak from there, which is the right one for you. So we can work on those with
okay. whoever. Yeah, one of the viewers asked that they can call your office. Okay, Absolutely. So let's go over the business planning strategies. Yes. I know you have seven steps. Tell us about them.
Absolutely. So step one, can I share my board?
Yes, of course, please
okay.
do.
So let's see here, can we see it? Okay. So the step one is to verify the financials. And I kind of covered that earlier. We cannot start any kind of analysis if the numbers are incorrect. So we would go in and make sure we are covering the basics and the financial numbers are correct. Step two, so we work with the business owner to kind of bring them back to what their vision was. What was the reason they started this business? What were their goals? And what are their goals now? It's important to kind of bring those feelings back and connect them with the business. Step three is compare financial data to benchmarks. So this is where the KPIs come in, right? So there's certain key performances that we need to track to what the benchmark is in that industry. So whether it's, for example, a gym, or it's a service provider, a law firm, right? So we want to compare what are the other lawyers doing versus this one.
That makes kind of sense.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
So you compare to the industry. Yeah. And then, you know, step four is look for money leaks. You know, most of the time business owners are looking at running their daily tasks, taking care of employees, taking care of their customers. They're not actually looking at, is my insurance quote higher? Why is it higher? Why is FedEx charging me more? For example, you know, if they're
yeah, that could happen. But there's just a lot
to look at. Why is my interest on my loan so high? Why do I have three loans? Why do you know? How can I combine them? How can I there's so many things to look at from the loan covenants. So those are the things that we look through and see where we can save money, you know, from the money leaks.
Good. Everybody wants to save money, especially now during COVID.
Especially.
Yes.
Step five is to set the strategy. So at this point, we'll start looking at, okay, we've talked about what happened in the past. We looked at how are we doing with the benchmarks. We're talking about what is important to the business owner. What was their goals? And now it's like, where are we going with this business? What's the next step? What is the economy telling us? Is this still a sustainable business? Are we switching to something else? Is our product unique? Those are the different questions we'll ask and try to put together a new strategy to move forward with. Step six is to build the new forecast. So based on all the different discussions and the strategy we put together in step five, then we'll go into building a forecast. Usually, you know, 2 to 3 years is the average. So we'll put those, the forecast, and the last step, step seven, we will track performance to the forecast. And tracking performance means how are our actual numbers performing against the forecast? Now, there could be some variances. There could be, you know, there will always be some variances. There's no such thing as a perfect forecast. I don't want anyone to expect that.
Not even with the weather, Marie.
So there's always going to be some variances. And then the right thing to do is to do this tracking continuously. You can't do it one time and say, oh, okay, we're done. Continuously looking at how we're performing against the forecast. And then you tweak as needed, right? And then you keep changing what's needed to make sure you are tracking correctly.
Well, what I like what I'm hearing here, Marie, and I'm sure our viewers will agree, it seems like you have these seven steps from A through Z.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to mention it again because it keeps on just in my brain to all our viewers, is that while they're busy out there getting new clients, right, and new customers, you and your team can be analyzing everything that they're doing in the business and not only making the numbers better by giving them your advice, right? Because if they take your advice, you're forecasting, you're doing the financial analysis, you're doing the auditing, you're doing everything, right? It's almost like having a built-in employee in their own company, right? Talking about that, Marie, I do notice that you have some plans, and I want you to share with all our viewers today that there's some advisory plans that are available to all our viewers that have businesses. My friends, you can hire Marie Taurasson, CPA. They're never going to forget your name, by the way. Okay. You can hire Marie so that she can do all of this for you, you know, for very cheap prices. Tell them about the different types of, you don't have to talk about the numbers. They can call you for the numbers. They can look you up, you know, Marie Torres and CPA, but about the different advisory plans.
Yes. So I created the advisory plans because I know everybody's budget is different. And some people love to do the DIY. So I started with the DIY plan, which is $190 per month. And it covers basically a monthly one-on-one session with me. Let's say mostly for startup business owners that just need someone to give them proper advice, what's the next step they should do. And that would be perfect for that type of person. The session is completely up to them. They can ask me any questions, you know, and then we'll work through it. The next
That's
class-
great. I love it because you want somebody to be holding your hand and asking you questions when you feel like you're clueless. You have the idea, you know the business that you want to do. But they need you with the financial data.
Absolutely. And then the next step is, is $290. And that would be for another, of course, it's always a session with me, but then I would spend a little bit more time at a very high level review of their financials to give them a general operational view of. If I see something funny, I would say, okay, you should kind of look here. Something seems to be off. So it's still not, I'm not fully hands-on, but I'm somewhat hands-on, just still giving them direction.
Who are you working with, Maria? You're working with the CEO and their cabinet. Who are you working with at this point?
Yeah, depending on how small or large the company is, I'm always working with the business owner. So if it's more than, if it's a little bit larger company, it could be the CEO, the COO, maybe even this HR. Good. So it's all head of departments is what I'll be working with. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So, and then you have three and four others advisory slots.
I have two more where I pretty much saw this seven steps covering within the full advisory. So that's sure. where I can go in and then do pretty much everything that I've already talked about.
That's like you're moving in.
I'm literally moving in. I'm taking over.
Yeah, but in a positive sense, my friends. You know, I'm glad that we have this positive synergy here, but I want our viewers to understand that when you're running a business, and you know, viewers, because I know many of you are owners, you, again, want to make sure that you have somebody like Marie. Now, she's not part of your staff, but in reality, she is. Because you have hired now to advise you. You have hired her to advise you and her team, because you also have a team.
Yeah,
and your prices are very, very, very cheap, which is excellent, especially with all the schooling that you have. You're also a member of the Florida Institute for CPAs.
Yes, member of FICPA and the American Institute of CPAs. Yes.
Yeah, so you're way up there dealing with the CEOs and the CFOs and the cabinet, so on and so forth. Newsletter. You have an amazing newsletter that I have read because you sent them to me. Where can any of our viewers that would like to get to know you better, how can they subscribe to your newsletter? Talk to us.
Absolutely. They can subscribe to, once they get on my website, there's going to be a little box popping up right quickly, and they can put in their email to sign up to the newsletter.
I love it. Congratulations. Well, Marie, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on Point with Rachel Turgeman. Thank you for the invaluable information on how you can increase businesses' bottom line exponentially. Is there a last minute message that perhaps you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Certainly. I am thankful for everybody's time and tuning in and watching us. I hope you guys learned so much. And I'm here for you. Please give me a call, and I want to help you grow your business exponentially.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Marie. I know we're going to bring you back. I don't know if it's in October, November. We're definitely going to bring you back to talk again to our viewers. I'm sure our viewers are going to be contacting you. We'll see you soon, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Increasing people's or businesses' bottom line. I love it. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in into On Point Rachel Turgeman tonight. Please share this video with your family and friends. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel on Point with Rachel Turgeman. Keeping informed and staying here with us all the time allows each and every one of you to make the right decisions. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.